Coming up on 5 Minutes.
Raising awareness and getting people to know the name of Music Against Malaria, which I think is starting to stick.
Oh, yeah.
And people know it, and that's half the battle, isn't it?
Online, on mobile, and on a podcast. This is 5 Minutes.
Welcome back. Joining me today are Anne-Marie Quinn and Koth Sangala of the charity Music Against Malaria. They're currently touring Malawi to raise money for the Queen Elizabeth Central Hospital in Blantyre. Anne-Marie, Koth, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
How did this all start? How did the charity Music Against Malaria come about?
Great question. So I started this a long time ago, maybe about 10 years or so. I was making random donations to Queen Elizabeth Central Hospital, which is the biggest hospital in Malawi. It admits patients from all over the districts, from Sanje all the way to Chitipa. It was discovered that the pediatric accidents and emergency department quite really needs a refurbishment, you know, and because the government sort of struggles with a little bit of funding, I thought it wise to be able to come around and start a tour, to be able to come around and raise the money to be able to complement whatever the government efforts to be able to come around and make the hospital great. So as I was playing one of the venues in Blantyre, I met Anne-Marie. And so after the show, she was like, well, I like your sound. I would like to work with you. And then from there, we just developed a friendship. And now she's the co-director of Music Against Malaria.
And as part of that, you're going to be traveling across Malawi.
Yeah, pretty much. So we earmarked about 10 districts across Malawi.
And how much do you need to raise in order for the hospital to be restored?
Well, here's the I think this is a little bit tricky because what is happening is now we have an estimated budget. We're still working with Queen Elizabeth Central Hospital on that front. The budget is about 30 million, about 41,000 US dollars,
yeah,
thereabout. And at the same time, we're also sort of looking at the long-term plan, which is about 5 years from now. And our dream is to be able to come around and, have a malaria clinic in every district, a district in Malawi that is working.
Mm. And what would those clinics provide?
So just malaria treatment, because what is happening is, and the reason why we're doing this is we have the main hospital and this resuscitation room, for example, is in dire straits. I mean, the theater, for example, is just complete shambles. So the guys, the officials are really having a plan to be able to refurbish and have a one-stop kind of a shop set up where they have the pharmacy and everything is in all that space.
The reason Queens is so busy is because people from the district don't have what they need out there. So then all of the patients are then brought into Queens, and then there's not enough space there for them to be able to handle it. So it's kind of we also want to kind of go back to the root of the problem and to be able to go into the smaller district clinics and to be able to give them more resources there. So to take the pressure off Queens. So it's a bit of a vicious circle, but you kind of have to start somewhere. So
yeah,
That's kind of what we're doing at the moment. And raising awareness and getting people to know the name of Music Against Malaria, which I think is starting to stick. People know it, and that's half the battle, isn't it? When you get to,
it's getting out
to
there
know
now.
Who you are, and then they're like, "Oh, you guys are gonna you're still going," and we're like, "Yeah, we're still here." That's the plan.
And the chances are that the people listening to this podcast won't be out in Malawi; they'll be in the UK,
yeah,
or somewhere else in the world. How can those people get involved with your campaign?
Oh, yeah. So we have a GoFundMe page, which we're using. We're also using social media. So we have Music Against Malaria. So we are on Twitter. We are on Instagram. We are on Facebook. But we also really like to drive the GoFundMe page, because that's where they can actually make the donation.
And I think as someone coming from the UK who had visited Africa before, but never had lived here for a chunk of time, it all comes down to accountability. And we want people to know that for us as a small charity, social media is a great tool to be able to follow closely.
Is a Music Against Malaria album a possibility?
Oh, absolutely. I think that next year we have a plan of starting a music festival theme song that we want to start off. We want to push that across. And we also would like to work with musicians.
Yeah, but I think an album is a great idea.
Anne-Marie and Koth, thank you.
Thank you so much
for
having us.
Thank you so much.
This is 5 Minutes.